What kind of quantities do you call these?
Bushels.
Uh-huh. How about like sheaf and shock and bundle? Do you use these?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, what do you use these with?
Oh, that is done by a cradle or a combine.
Mm-hmm.
And is that what you want? Mm-hmm.
How do you distinguish between a sheaf and a shock?
Well, a shock is where you're cutting with a cradle. You get just about enough for to tie, and that's a
mm-hmm.
sheaf.
Mm-hmm.
And then you stack those when you get around six. Those are put in stacks and hauled to the barn.
Okay, that's very good. If you had one bushel and added 39 more, plus that one, well then you would have 40.
40.
You had one bushel plus 39 bushel.
That would be 40 bushel.
You would have that 40?
One.
No, you would have 40 what?
40 bushel.
Okay.
I thought that's what I said the first
time. I'm sorry. Okay. What is this grain that we use that we make breakfast meal out of sometimes?
Corn flakes.
Or what's another? It grows wild.
Wild. That we make
oat. Right, and if you had, how would you make that plural?
Oats.
Okay, and how would you complete this? You would say oats. Let's see, how would you complete this right here? Looking at this sentence, how would you say this sentence?
Oats. Oh, thrashed.
Did you say oats are or oats is?
Oats is okay. Thrashed.
Okay, say that one more time for me.
Oats is thrashed.
Okay. Now, if I were trying to make it clear to somebody about, someone asked me, well, who did that? Well, if the person were me, you know, I might say, well, it's, would you say it's me or it's I?
It is I.
Okay. And would you say, if it were another person, a boy, would you say it's him or it's he?
It is he.
Right. And if it's a girl, you'd say it's she or it's her?
It is she.
And if it's a whole group, you'd say it's they or it's them?
It is them.
Okay. Now, if another person, say, is taller, okay, if there were a short man in this room, well, and say he were like 5 feet 2 inches tall, and you're a couple inches over that, well, then you might say he isn't as tall
as you.
Or if talking about yourself,
uh-huh.
He isn't as tall as
I am.
Right. Now if some 6 feet 4 inch person came into this room, well then you might say, well, I'm not as tall
as he.
Okay. If the question were asked, maybe about a book or something, whose is that? Then you might say, if you're talking about